Around the country, as the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 within prisons and jails continues to rise, facilities are releasing incarcerated people early to reduce overcrowding. According to the Prison Policy Institute, there are about 18,000 people behind bars in New Mexico. Dozens of protesters gathered in car rallies in Albuquerque and Santa Fe Friday to demand the release of prisoners in New Mexico. Protesters socially distanced themselves inside their cars, some wearing masks, some hanging signs from car windows, everyone honking and chanting, "Bring them home," in front of the sheriff's department in Albuquerque on Friday. Coronavirus can spread quickly in crowded detention centers with limited space for social distancing. Justin Allen was formerly incarcerated. He says he lived through a MRSA outbreak in a New Mexico prison when he and other inmates suffered open sores and some faced amputations linked to serious MRSA infections.
I know what it's like to deal with the disease inside there. It's horrible. I mean, not knowing when it's going to go away or if it's going to go away.
He said elders who are most at risk for coronavirus complications should be immediately released. At a press conference Friday, Governor Lujan Grisham said the state plans to release 40 non-high-risk offenders who are up for parole a month early. It's unclear from which facilities they'll be released. Organizers of Friday's demonstration said 40 people is not enough. Stephanie Nelson is with Millions for Prisoners.
Holding people during a pandemic is a death sentence, and in the state of New Mexico, the death penalty is not legal, so it should not be under these conditions either.
It remains to be seen if the hundreds of people detained for immigration offenses in ICE facilities will be eligible for release in New Mexico. For KUNM, this is Yasmin Khan.